to download on iOS and Android. Download today and never miss another big play.
Just Saying It with Cole Thompson.
Scheme fit matters so much in the NFL. Zach Wilson right now is struggling with the New York Jets. And Trevor Lawrence is having inconsistent play right now with the likes of Jacksonville Jaguars. Mac Jones is the best rookie quarterback in the NFL this season. I would say Zach Wilson can show that he has a good arm. And on top of all that, Trevor Lawrence is Trevor Lawrence. But they're not in good situations. They're not in areas to where they're going to be immediately successful. Where Mac Jones, who despite having limitations as a passer, despite not being up to the same level of par as the Lawrences and the Justin Fields of the world, is thriving. Having a rookie quarterback does not mean jack crap to me as long as they're successful. And Mac Jones is successful. This is a New England Patriots team that can hang with anybody and make it in the postseason.
Just Saying It. Weekday mornings from 5 to 7 Eastern.
Wake up, Cole!
Being around sports as long as I have, I kind of get an idea of how games are played.
Yes.
I have zero idea how cricket is
played.
I don't think I could figure it out.
I'm still baffled by the idea that a traditional cricket match can last 3 days.
Yes, exactly. That's a great point. I don't even know when it ends.
Yeah. I don't even know if they know when it ends. It's all of a sudden it's like, snow cone time, guys.
Wake up call with Tony D and Ron Culver. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Eastern.
The Jake Asman Show. Jake
Asman Show. A lot of debate this week in sports radio is, well, who should get the USC job? And then the other debate is, well, how good of a job is the Southern Cal job in the first place? Is it like Florida State or Nebraska? It's not what it once was. But I still look at the USC job, though, and I still think it's the top five job in college football. I really do. The USC job, to me, is even more attractive now than it's ever been because of the new NIL. You're in Hollywood. If that can't sell a recruit to come stay home, I don't know what will. The fact that you can make all this money, that you can try and bring back the, quote, glory days of, like, Leinart and Reggie Bush on the sideline. Like, I truly believe if USC is done right, it could be Alabama West. Like, that's the type of program I think you could build there. But I can't sit here and tell you I know the right head coach for that program. I know it's not Phil O'Brien. You want a program builder, right? Don't hire the guy that single-handedly dismantled the Texans.
The Jake Asman Show, Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6 Eastern.
Imagine learning about radio and being mentored by true radio professionals in real radio stations. Well, actually, you don't have to imagine, because there's Radio Connection. Radio Connection gives you the opportunity to learn one-on-one and be mentored by radio pros. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting into a crazy amount of debt with school tuition either. Radio Connection keeps their tuition at much lower costs. To find out more info, visit radioconnection.com.
The All-Nighter with Craig Koshkin.
Everyone's love for Thanksgiving food is so clouded by the nostalgia of spending time with your family, because Thanksgiving food, for the most part, is absolute trash. Thanksgiving is not a great food holiday. Turkey is the most subpar poultry there is. Stuffing is just crumbled up bread with gravy cooked in the turkey's own juices. Green bean casserole, which is okay. I can literally make any time of the year. But there's nothing like exclusive about Thanksgiving to macaroni and cheese. Don't even get me started on canned cranberry dressing. Sweet potato pie is disgusting. Pecan pie is chocolate diabetes with some nuts on top of it. There is nothing proprietary or great about Thanksgiving food.
The All-Nighter, Saturdays from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern on the SportsMap Radio Network. Terrell.
Coast to coast!
Kyle Shanahan, dude, you're a tool. Honestly, I don't like this guy. And, you know, I was friends with his father. I don't understand why the son turned out to be such a male organ. Kyle Shanahan. I'm about sick and tired up to here with this guy. Bro, you're a dork. Loser. I will bet my bottom dollar that guy was a narc when he was a kid.
Farrell Coast to Coast with Scott Farrell. Weekdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern.
In My Opinion with Denton Day.
I'd like to start with a riddle. What starts with the letter F and ends with a UCK? Fire truck. That's a middle school joke that I learned when I was the ripe age of 11 years old. Now riddle me this. How the fire truck does a stadium with a roof start a game with a lightning delay.
In my opinion, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Shop Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory. Everything 60% off, including luxe sweaters, statement outerwear, covetable gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
You're going on a trip, but where are you going to stay? How much will it cost? Well, it'll cost less by booking on besthotelrates.com. Go to besthotelrates.com, enter your email address, and start shopping for your next hotel room. Besthotelrates.com, it's in the name.
Morning, morning, morning.
It's the boss.
I call shots like a boss.
In the gloss.
Check my lip gloss, I only rock clear.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson. I got that
sunshine in my pocket. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Boss and the Gloss. I am David Gow, the boss. Sitting next to me, Carla Dawson, the gloss. And I was reflecting on this show, coming in, thinking about you.
Well, isn't that nice? Not many people do that. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm on that short list of people who sometimes do, every now and then. But you've had a good week. Your Raiders won.
It's a good week to be me.
Your Warriors are still on top of the world.
18-2.
And now your USC Trojans have found an elite college football coach in Lincoln Riley.
They're finally making headlines for the right things. Gotta love that.
I think he's an extraordinary hire. When you look at what he did at Oklahoma, you look at the way he really had three Heisman Trophy candidates, at least, with Mayfield and Hurts, and they had Kyler Murray. Those three guys, just an amazing collection of talent. He recruits well. He develops well, particularly at the quarterback position. So all things are rosy in your world, Carla.
Wow, this weekend it is, and I'm going to take it. And I'm sorry that my Las Vegas Raiders did that to you on Thanksgiving. I know your family dinner was late because we went into overtime and Ed Hockley and his crew called every penalty known to man.
Well,
maybe even made up some new ones in the process.
True or false, I was so disappointed about the Cowboys' loss that I chose not to eat at Thanksgiving.
I call it false.
Well, you can see I look about 20 pounds heavier than the last time you saw me.
You're looking svelte. I'm telling you that right now.
It was a big gorge on Thanksgiving. Yes, so lots of NFL action to cover. We're going to have later this hour Lance Zierlein join us. He's with NFL.com and with KFNC Radio in Houston. And he is an NFL expert. We can talk to him all about the Texans and the Rams and what's going on those fronts. Really interesting dialogue when Lance Zierlein joins us. But coming up next, we're going to look at all the teams that are the hits of the week. You know, it seems that
It changes every day.
It changes every week, but there are now teams that are hits of the week, and you can name them. I mean, the Bucs in the NFC, they're now hot again. The Patriots in the AFC.
The Bengals are your new Super Bowl frontrunners.
Bengals there.
With the 49ers and possibly the Washington football team after tonight.
Even the Dolphins have won four in a row.
Oh, my gosh, who'd have thunk it?
All right, when we come back, we will look. Is it just a myth or is it possible? Brady versus Belichick in the Super Bowl.
Whew.
We'll see up next year on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Have current events affected the ability for you to pay your bills? Has your credit card debt overwhelmed you? Has your income decreased because you're working less, or have you lost your job? Credit Guard of America may be able to help you find a solution to this problem. We offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Guard of America is an A-plus rated nonprofit company that will work on your behalf. Credit Guard of America is licensed in all 50 states and has counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Let us help you analyze and prioritize your debt. Negotiate with your creditors to reduce interest and payments. Set up one affordable monthly payment and provide ongoing education and support. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-712-6758. That's 800-712-6758. 800-712-6758.
Over 2.5 million airline passengers fly every day in the United States. Those passengers depend on reliable airplanes, and those planes need certified aircraft technicians. That's where you come in. We are the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, and we train tomorrow's technicians. We train our students hands-on with real aircraft, develop their skills, and prepare them for real jobs in the industry. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the average aircraft technician in the United States makes over $62,000 a year.
The job opportunity is there. The money is there.
If you want to work with your hands, it's a perfect place for you.
Call 800-876-0097.
I'm very impressed with the AIM curriculum. The school's keeping pace with the demands of the industry.
The potential for growth is astounding.
At the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, we train tomorrow's technicians.
800-876-0097. 800-876-0097.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out. Call 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744.
It's the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network,
presented by Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
All right, it does seem every week in the NFL, at least this season, there are some teams that we suddenly anoint in Super Bowl contenders after 1 week's results or maybe a three-game win streak. But there are some teams, and we're going to go through them, that really do deserve some attention. They're head turners, right? And one of them is the New England Patriots. Bill Belichick and the Patriots on a great run now. They're positioned for the stretch run.
Six wins in a row.
It's an amazing stretch. Six wins in a row. Cowboys had six wins in a row. The Cardinals have done it. It's been done by other teams this year. But these Patriots are the team that's doing it right now. And they're doing it in convincing fashion. They've been winning very handily over their opponents, and it was a great win over the Tennessee Titans.
But did anyone really think that Belichick was going to have, once Tom Brady left, he was never going to be able to recover? I mean, it's interesting. It shows me how instrumental it is to get the right quarterback. Because obviously last year was the Cam Newton experiment. That didn't work very well, and it's clearly not working for Cam Newton right now in Carolina, which makes me sad. That's a whole other issue. But look at Belichick. He ends up getting Mac Jones falling to him at 15 in the draft. And you just see him. It's the cat that ate the mouse. He's like, I've got my guy.
The Empire Strikes Back. Here they come.
And no small Matthew Judon. That free agent pickup was amazing. I mean, the team, 30 sacks this season. He's responsible for 11 and a half of them. He is incredible. So there are other additions that Belichick has done that is important. But none more so than Mac Jones and how he is. You don't want to peak in weeks 1, 2, and 3. This is about the time you want to start building on what you're doing. And clearly they're getting a report card that says we're doing the right thing.
Well, it is interesting that Belichick has almost been doing the yin when the rest of the league has been doing a yang. One of the things was this offseason, you mentioned their free agent signings. Matthew Judon was a great signing. They signed some tight ends. They had Hunter. I mean, they really added to that roster. They spent like the Patriots never spend, and they were doing it in a year when most teams were not spending. So that was a good contra play that the Patriots were doing. And then the other thing right now is most defenses are being built around speed and smaller teams. And now that Patriots are really loading up with size on their offensive line. Their offensive line is the biggest in the NFL. They'll often run 12 packages, which means they'll have maybe two tight ends and a running back, or either even have a fullback. But they're willing to overpower teams that are smaller with speed. And so just when everybody is going one way, Belichick's going another way.
And who is surprised there? But, you know, on the other side of that matchup, it's a former Patriot himself in Mike Vrabel. What the heck's happening with Tennessee? Is it more than the two words that worry me, Ryan Tannehill? Is it more than that?
Well, the interesting thing is they ran the ball very well yesterday, 270 yards against New England's ninth-ranked run defense. So it was a good, stout
without
performance
Derrick
by the running game, without Derrick Henry. But I might guess that part of that is that Belichick thought he could just play it straight, and he didn't need to load up to stop the run, and that enabled the Titans to do better on the ground. But the Patriots are so adept. They won the turnover battle. They won the time of possession battle. They set Mac Jones up to be successful.
I mean, 36-13 is a beatdown. That's not even close.
No, they're at a place now where they're beating people handily. I mean, in their last six games, they've outscored opponents by a combined total of 211-63.
Oh, my gosh.
211-63. So
wow.
It's almost a 4X differential. The Patriots really on a run. And now we're getting to a place where here are the Patriots. We'll be playing the Bills down the stretch here.
That's coming up. That's going to be a great test.
Very exciting.
For both teams.
A week from tonight, Monday Night Football. It will be an electric environment in Buffalo. Bills sitting at 7-4. Patriots at 8-4. It will be showdown time. Really fun to see how that AFC East develops.
It really is. And, you know, here's the good news for Tennessee, who seems to be, you know, sputtering a bit down the stretch here. They're in the AFC South. I mean, good Lord, other than the Colts, you're not worried about the Texans and you're not worried about the Jaguars. So they are still sitting pretty, I think. But, man, I think if I'm playing the Tennessee Titans, I'm going to make you beat me with Ryan Tannehill. And that hasn't been happening.
That's been a disappointment. Titans, as you said, top of the AFC South.
But lost to the Texans and the Jets.
Well, you would believe it or not, right? Texans,
wow.
Jets played, but we'll come back to them. I want to go to another team that everybody is excited about now, and it is, of course, the Buccaneers, because it sets up this titillating possibility that we could have a Belichick-Brady Super Bowl, which be amazingly overhyped. But the Buccaneers did come out with a good win yesterday. Interestingly, it was less about Brady and more about the Bucs' defense and run game,
right,
which were both outstanding in their win.
Well, I think, to me, rather than the Bucs being outstanding, I thought they were good yesterday. I thought Frank Reich's game plan was bad yesterday. I mean, Carson Wentz got going, and then the run was working, and then they took it away. And I don't understand that. So to me, because it was a tight game, it was 38-31. It was a one-touchdown game, a one-possession game. But I really thought that, you know, Frank Reich was just frankly stubborn. You know, he did not stick with what worked. He had Carson Wentz dropping back when he should have had him handing off.
There were 27 straight offensive calls where Frank Reich had Carson Wentz throw the pass.
Gee, 27 straight?
27 in a row.
Ooh.
When you have perhaps the best running back in the NFL and Jonathan Taylor in the backfield.
Who is just coming off an outstanding game.
To a point about self-imploding. Look, often when that happens, it's because a team gets behind and they feel forced to pass.
Right.
But in this case, Indy was up 24-14 at the half. They were in control of the game. And that would have been a great moment to just pound the ball, take advantage of Jonathan Taylor. And yeah, they let that slip away. Credit the Buccaneers' defense.
Yeah.
They got 5 takeaways on the Colts' offense. And those takeaways, of course, you can't overcome 5 takeaways in today's NFL. So that's a huge differentiator.
Unless you're the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens, but we will get to that.
Yes, the Sunday night
game.
Oh,
my goodness.
It did happen. One thing I would say that's intriguing for the Bucs as we look ahead at their deep playoff run possibilities is Leonard Fournette was a force yesterday.
He ran the ball well.
Yes, 4 touchdowns.
4 for Fournette.
And the game winner. He really broke it open. And when the Bucs can run the ball effectively, we all know Tom Brady's exceptional in play action. He gives a great fake, and then he knows how to get a pass in over the linebackers in front of the safeties to the tight ends. He's as adept as anyone doing so.
Oh, the best.
So look out for the Buccaneers. That Patriots-Bucs matchup in the Super Bowl is still a possibility. Maybe more so a possibility than now than ever.
Okay. I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm not sure I like it, but I think it's entirely possible.
Well, I like the take. I think it's provocative. That's good. I'll take it.
So other teams on the rise, the teams of the week.
Okay, tell me.
let's go Bengals. They had a win over the Steelers. Now it was just the Steelers. But the Bengals' defense played better. Joe Burrow is looking very, very strong. Jamar Chase, they've got the resources. Bengals now.
Joe Mixon, that's the reason the Bengals are on fuego.
Yeah, great to see him kicking the gear. Their running game was on fire yesterday.
On fire. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Bengals climbed to 7-4 with the defeat over the Steelers. And so Bengals now well positioned for a playoff run. They do have to look ahead to the Ravens, who are 8-3 in that AFC North.
Yeah, but I don't trust the Ravens. To me, that the Bengals game yesterday was, this is kind of my mojo, I guess, for today, because I felt the same with the Bucks Colts game. It was more really about Pittsburgh absolutely imploding. I mean, absolutely. You know, the Steel Curtain. You know, there's Pittsburgh is known for being intimidating. That defense being just scary. They don't scare anybody right now. I mean, they're 5-5-1. And to me, what is sad is that Ben Roethlisberger, he should not be on that field right now. He should have hung it up last year. He is not doing them any favors. He just is not. He looks like he has cement in his shoes. It was actually kind of sad to me. While I think the Bengals are on the up and up, I love what they're doing. I think it's really exciting to see. I think Joe Burrow is so fun. Joe Mixon is just having a season. Pittsburgh is embarrassing. It's the worst I've ever seen them look.
Well, they have struggled offensively on and off all this year, but their defense is
soft.
Yeah, their defense is stellar, and it was not yesterday. As Joe Mixon, you mentioned, he had a career-high 117 rushing yards in the first half alone, and then he finished the game with 165 total yards on 28 carries.
I mean, that's just astounding.
Yeah, he led the way for the Bengals, to be sure.
He was fantastic. And Ben Roethlisberger is 24 of 41. He did have 263 yards, but a touchdown and two interceptions. I'm sorry. I just think he's hurting the team by staying on.
Have any options, unfortunately.
No, Mason Rudolph is not the answer either. He's only known for the fight with Myles Garrett being hit with a helmet. You know, that's not good either. So, yikes.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be joined by NFL.com's Lance Zierlein. He'll be with us here in studio. And we're going to ask him, look at the Rams. I mean, they are all in on this year. They've traded away all their future draft picks, it would seem. Salary cap space is going to dry up next year. If they don't win this year, are they're poised for a very big fall. We're going to ask him, can the Rams recover? They've just lost 3 in a row. It'll be Lance Zierlein here next when we return here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Sports Map all night.
There are certain people that just need to be protected at all costs.
Giannis Antetokounmpo might have to be that guy.
Said, I just went to the Harry Styles concert, and it was 99% women and me. I'm a big fan.
He was absolutely the biggest fan in attendance, that's for sure.
You think he sticks out like a sore thumb? Can you imagine walking around while Watermelon Sugar's being played and Giannis is standing there singing along?
Sports Map all night with Bill Schmidt.
Weeknights at 10 Eastern.
Biggs and Balzer.
There's something about sports, Jeff, that sets people off on a tangent that I don't understand. It's like when Congress does something like this, they say, well, what's Congress bothering with this? There's enough problems in the country. Why are they dealing with this? Well, contrary to public perception, Congress can do more than one thing at a time. I'll post something on Twitter, something about politics or something that's not sports, and I'll invariably get from those who, of course, don't agree with what I'm saying, hey, stick to sports. But I've never seen someone post something in their opinion, and I've never seen anybody post, hey, stick to plumbing or stick to being a salesman. Where was it that there was this line supposedly drawn? Or they'll say, well, I didn't follow you for this. Well, fine. Don't read it then. We all have our opinion. We're all entitled to them. For some things, they'll say, well, freedom of speech. But then if you're a sports, no, you can't talk about that.
Amen.
I mean, it's hilarious, really.
Love, but tolerance, unless you disagree with us.
Yeah, bingo.
Biggs and Balzer, Saturdays on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Terrell.
Coast to coast!
My mother-in-law is 90. She has less problems than Carson Wentz. She drinks Jameson. She smokes fatties. She gambles in the casino. Your boy Wentz is like 105 with all his maladies. His feet, his head. Honestly, I can't even take it. They should have a soap opera about this guy. The days of Wentz.
Farrell Coast to Coast with Scott Farrell. Weekdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern.
The Dave Smith Show.
Now, Steve, the Lakers are 5-5. They're the worst defensive team in the NBA. And people are blaming the LeBron injury here, but they can't guard anybody, and they're old, and they got a lot of old guys, I think, who are going to be breaking down and hurt this year.
The Lakers are not even going to make the playoffs. Can I say that right now? I'm going to say it right now. The Lakers are not going to make the playoffs. The problem, again, is when you got old legs, you will break down defensively every single game. They have no big. They have no LeBron right now. AD is hurt again. And Russell Westbrook. I don't even know what to say anymore about Westbrook. Bad chemistry. It's over. I mean, the Lakers will not make the playoffs. I'm saying it right now. It is November 7th, on the 30th anniversary of Magic Johnson announcing that he was HIV positive. I am saying that the Lakers will not make the playoffs this season.
The Dave Smith Show. Weekends at 9 p.m. Eastern on the SportsMap Radio Network.
It's the Boss.
And the Gloss.
On the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson.
Carla, do you need some gift ideas?
Always.
The Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone on your list at prices under $15 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They have a pair of mechanics wear black-coated winter gloves, a power torque, two-piece magnetic tool holder bar, a slime digital tire gauge, and much, much more. Check out the Holiday Gift Guide for great ideas at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, joining us now on the Progressive Insurance guest line is the sage one, Lance Zierlein of NFL.com and a radio show host on KFNC Houston. Lance, welcome to the show. You're on with David and Carla.
It's good to be back.
It's been too long. I don't know why we haven't had you back sooner.
Well, you know where to find me, so yeah.
Yeah, I know where to find
you. Speaking of sooner, we can go right into that one.
Wow, good job.
That stunned me. What do you think was behind Lincoln Riley's decision to move?
Well, you know, the rumor has it that he was unhappy with the decision to go into the SEC.
That's what I thought.
I don't know for what reason. I mean, maybe as a from a competitive standpoint, it's a difficult conference to be in. Ask Jimbo Fisher, who just finished 2-4 in the SEC West. I mean, and that's after beating Alabama this year. So it's tough, and I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I don't know if it had to do with the fact that he just, you know, it's just something he fundamentally was against for whatever reason. But, you know, the state of California has talent, obviously, so you can recruit that talent. I think Oklahoma always has to do a certain amount of rating of Texas and some other states. Maybe Lincoln looks at USC and says, look, I don't love the move to the SEC for Oklahoma. I do like the fact that maybe we can, you know, finally put a fence up around the state of California and then go pick and choose some players from some other states. And so ultimately, I think, you know, the pathway is certainly easier right now in the Pac-12 as opposed to headed into the SEC within, you know, a couple of years. I mean, we'll see what the timetable actually becomes as opposed to, you know, what's been reported. So I don't think it's crazy to believe that he took the ability to get money. I think the money, the potential to live, you know, in a little bigger city, the ability to recruit a home state that has an abundance of talent. And then, you know, frankly, to go to a conference that is maybe a little more winnable than the conference he was going to head into with Oklahoma.
I guess those are all good reasons. It strikes me it's a great hire for USC. He'll recruit these quarterbacks and really just continue. The drumbeat will go on, it would seem.
Yeah, I like the fact that he does what he does, and now he brings it to USC. He's established his style of offense. He's established his mode of operation from a passing standpoint. And you're right, there's going to be quarterbacks and wide receivers that want to come there. He's been a coach who's gone to, you know, the college football playoffs. He's cranked out plenty of NFL talent. I think this is a great hire by USC. I would not have believed that they could snag Lincoln Riley previously, but this, you know, this is a great hire for USC.
So we're talking to Lance Zierlein. You can read him on NFL.com. He's a draft expert there. One of the topics I wanted to raise with you, Lance, is because you have such a perspective on team building in the NFL, the way teams are constructed. And normally, of course, the logic is you do it through the draft. The Rams have gone in another direction. The Rams are in a win-now mode. They've traded away future draft picks to bring in guys like Von Miller. And now they're sitting on a three-game losing streak, and it may not all hold together. And I'm just wondering how you – if they don't rally this year, what does it look like for them? Because they won't have picks. They'll be in salary cap purgatory. What's your take on the Rams now? Is it really all in this year or bust?
Well, it's certainly maybe not just this year, but it is all in for the next 2 to 3 years. Yeah, I'd say at least 2 years. But that's a tight window, because once that window's closed on you, you're in a lot of trouble. You spelled it out fairly accurately. Once you give away that many picks, and I mean, this isn't the first time the Rams have done this. They did this to get to the first Super Bowl. They're doing it again a second time. And what you end up having is an inability to sustain, to really create a sustained window of opportunity. And so what the Rams do is they strengthen their potential in the short term, but they've really diminished their potential in the long term for sustained success. And they are going to more than likely be tasked with a rebuild within the next 2 to 3 years. And it could be a pretty rough rebuild unless they really do a good job of, you know, slashing salaries here and there and drafting effectively with what little draft capital they'll have. So, you know, I understand this methodology. They got to a Super Bowl previously doing this. We've seen the Miami Marlins have some success in baseball in the past. I'm just not a big fan. I mean, I think that, you know, to me, you want to be an organization that's built to last and be very strong. But I think once you decided to go after Matthew Stafford, you knew you had a window that, I don't know if it's a limited window. Quarterbacks are playing for a long time right now. But I think the idea was, you know what, these players are all going to be very expensive that we have in terms of Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, Whitworth is on his last legs probably at offensive tackle. We're adding Matt Stafford now. Let's just go all the way in. And I'm not a huge fan of it for the very reason you talked about, David. If you swing and miss, you put yourself in a substantial disadvantage, especially in that division, which is a very competitive division.
So, Lance, let me ask you a little bit more about what's going on with the Rams. So, at this point, who do you put more of the onus of the responsibility on what's happening now, this three-game losing streak? To me, it's a question of really McVay or Stafford. And the reason that I say Stafford is because they gave up the farm for him. It's not like, oh, he just kind of rolled over or he was our homegrown guy. They gave up so much to bring him in. And this is a guy who, while he was mired in Detroit, I understand that, he has never won a playoff game. So to me, that's crazy. And then, you know, you look at Sean McVay, well, who's this on? Like, I don't think the defense is performing like they should be able to perform. And, you know, Stafford, in this three-game losing streak that they've had, his passer rating's been in the mid-20s. He's thrown a pick six in three consecutive games. McVay is very annoyed when you ask him about that. But who's got more responsibility in this? I mean, he brought in Stafford. So, I don't know. I'd love to get your take on that.
Yeah, I think it is Stafford. I mean, this is a veteran quarterback. It's not like there's not an abundance of riches at the wide receiver spot. I think the big problem, though, dating back to Tennessee, is where we first saw it happen. And that's that the Rams really struggle to get guys blocked up from guard to guard on the interior with the pass rush. And when you get a quarterback rattled from inside the pocket, it really diminishes their ability to focus, get through progressions, and operate with the poise needed. And I think what the Rams kind of showed, not the Rams, but the Titans showed everybody what the blueprint looked like.
Yeah.
And now there's a continuing problem for the Rams that I don't think it's fixable this year. I think they have to make do. But, you know, this is a veteran quarterback who it's not like things have always been great for him. He's learned to operate when things are not optimal from his time in Detroit. So you would still expect a veteran, talented quarterback like that to still be able to make the chicken salad out of the chicken. And he's just not doing it. And it's become a big, big – and not only is he not doing it, he's making plays that are detrimental for his team's success.
Right. He's hurting the Rams. That is absolutely mm-hmm. a fact. Okay, Lance, you mentioned a phrase, not optimal, which brings me to the Houston Texans. So what? I have to ask. So yesterday I made myself watch that debacle, that loss to the lowly Jets where, I mean, Zach Wilson, an interception off his own player. That was just too much. But anyway, there we go. The Texans managed to lose to that. But what I want to know from you, you are our Texans insider. Well, you're every insider for everyone. But the Justin Reed disciplinary DNP really has my antenna up. It's not the first one this year. Zach Cunningham had one. King had one. And I'm like, is this doesn't pass the Easterby sniff test to me. And I know they're trying to build a culture. Taking your best player in on defense, your leader on the field, in the locker room, and when Justin Reed thought things were worked out with the coach after whatever this disagreement was that happened, and then shows up Friday and is told, nope, you're out. What's going on there? Give us the tea.
Unfortunately, you've only got about 20 seconds to answer that.
Oh, my God.
I'll make it quick. You know, David Culley today, the head coach of the Texans, made a comment that this was about more than just a disagreement in a meeting. So I think right now David Culley and the Texans are trying to really imprint how they want Texans to look moving forward, how they want them to behave, the respect for coaching staff, and it's simply not there, I guess. I guess that's how they see it.
Well, winning tends to cure that.
Well, Lance, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $750 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for the name brand again. Get generic Sildenafil for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-450-5582 today and save up to $650 and get 50 pills for just $99. Generic Sildenafil is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Call 800-450-5582. That's 800-450-5582. Again, 800-450-5582.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615. That's 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out. Call 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744.
It's the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
presented by Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
Always good to have Lance Zierlein on with us.
I wish we had him longer.
Oh, yeah, we needed more out of him. Just his comments on the Rams, and then I want to jump to what he said about the Texans. Interestingly, with the Rams, it feels to me like this is a very important season for Sean McVay and Matt Stafford, because if they don't really do it this year, to be sure, most of those guys can be back next year, but they're going to have to trim the roster due to some salary constraints. The cap will weigh heavily on them. They need to do it this year. And the bloom on Sean McVay that has been now years in the making, everyone trying to find the next Sean McVay because Sean McVay is the next great gift of coaching, that will fade very fast if they can't figure out how to turn their season around. Three losses in a row, they're not positioned for a seed in the playoffs, a high seed. They are really going to need to turn this around in very short order.
And I appreciated Lance. I mean, I'm curious who gets the blame. And he did not waver. It was Matt Stafford.
So that's the Rams. He then talked about the Texans. And what is so notable is Justin Reed, their safety on defense, probably one of their best players.
Fifth-year guy out of Stanford.
On an otherwise nondescript team, a roster that really is devoid of talent. Justin Reed is a talent. And yesterday they sat him down for, I guess, conduct unbecoming, some behavioral question. They made him inactive. And as we were just talking about it, I don't know of a lot of cases where the team punishes its own players and sits them out. We always hear about some players showing up late for meetings and they get fined for it, or they're told to run extra laps for it. But for a team to sit its own player down is very, very rare. You see the NFL punishing from afar, saying, no, Tristan Hill, you punched somebody in the Raiders game last week. You're out for two games.
Right.
That's news this week. And that happens. The NFL sits people out, but rarely does a team do it to itself. The Texans seem to be operating very differently.
And this is not the first time. This is the third time this season. The third player for disciplinary reasons, for an argument or whatever it is. And you remember, J.J. Watt had that huge argument with Bill O'Brien. It was after a loss to the Steelers, and during practice, he didn't agree with the scheme or whatever it was. And, I mean, J.J. Watt lost his stuff, and guess what? Bill O'Brien was fired right after that.
Right.
And so it's interesting to me that here's the new regime. Jack Easterby's got his hand in it all, and don't think he doesn't.
And Jack Easterby, for those outside of Houston may not know, he's got a title that's sort of vague, but he's in charge of character and team building. Trying to build a culture that is...
He was the interim GM, though.
Well, he's supposed to have sort of a good citizenship imprint on the team of the Texans, right?
He came to us via New England, came to Houston via New England as the chaplain.
Yeah.
And, you know, director of player development, as you said.
Character development.
Character development. But, you know, this is the NFL. And while this does not need to be any sort of a, like, criminal league at all, this is not curling. This is a gladiator sport. There's going to be high tensions. There's going to be a lot of testosterone. There's going to be this and that. So if there's an argument in the meeting room, which is what I understand happened with Justin Reed, who really knows, with another player, hey, that kind of stuff's going to happen. But, you know, luckily this is a room full of men, and they do it and they get it over with. To have three players in 11 games be suspended, you know, not playing. And there's Zach Cunningham, very important piece on the Texans defense. You know, same with Justin Reed. And the other player was King, who had three interceptions last week during the Tennessee game. It just, to me, it does not pass the sniff test. I don't like it. Is something going funny there? And, you know, Cully is saying all that he needs to say. I can't blame him. He is the puppet for Easterby and Cal McNair. And to me, it doesn't look good in Houston.
No, of course, Lance's quick answer is the Texans are really trying to make
culture.
A culture. They're trying to firm up some kind of culture there, but at what expense? And as you said, most team rosters are filled with good citizens and some edgy citizens. And unfortunately, it's not going to be a group of choir boys. So it's interesting the Texans are going the extra mile to instill this kind of discipline.
But tell me, what fixes a culture faster than winning?
Absolutely nothing.
I rest my case.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's no way to describe that. Tensions between coaches and players, tensions between players and players. winning seems to solve all ails.
It really does. And here's two words that will prove it. Antonio Brown. Why is he even playing in this league? He is a disaster off the field. He has done horrific things. But yet, he is a winner. He is an outstanding receiver, one of the best in the league. So he will have a place in this league. This is the league we're talking about. So this culture talk from the Texans, I don't buy it. They didn't have a culture problem until Easterby came in. They had a winning problem, and that was due to the head coach that is now the OC at Alabama. We'll get into that later, but just a very interesting experiment here in Houston that is clearly not working.
All right, when we went to break, we were running down the teams of the week, the teams that now everyone's excited about, and we talked about, of course, the Patriots and the Buccaneers and the Bengals with their win over the Steelers. They now seemingly are well-positioned to make a big run in the AFC North, just one game behind the Ravens. But another team that's on a bit of a run, believe it or not, the Dolphins of all people. The Dolphins have won four in a row. Now, it may be too little too late, but they had a win yesterday over the Carolina Panthers. And, of course, every time we talk about one of these teams of the week, your counter is, yeah, but look who they beat. I mean, goodness, it was the Carolina Panthers. The Cam Newton-led Carolina Panthers. And the Panthers did not look good. They've lost Christian McCaffrey now for the season, and he was their best weapon. He was their best player offensively or defensively. And Cam Newton did not look good yesterday.
Yeah, no, and I think part of it was, you know, when, to me, the Panthers go as McCaffrey goes. And McCaffrey, you know, came back, but he had left ankle injury. He left in the second quarter, and then he played only one or two snaps in the second half. So basically, they didn't have McCaffrey. And since he has to go on IR again, there's no more time in the season. He's done, which is sad. Last year, missed 13 games last season due to injury, and he's already missed five. So he is just really beat up, which is so sad because he is a generational talent that is so fun, and he really makes a difference for this Carolina team. But I don't think I've ever seen – I am a Cam Newton fan, and I really wanted this to work.
I always wondered about your affection for Cam Newton. And what I've concluded after thinking this, I go to sleep at night wondering, why does she like him so much? Why does she like him so much? And now I realize you love his outfits in the post-game pressers. That's what it is. Deepak's nodding his head. I mean, even yesterday in a loss, when he came out, man, he looked good. Even I have to acknowledge that. But other than that, Cam Newton, he is not an NFL quarterback right now.
No, my gosh. I mean, he was the worst quarterback on the field yesterday by far. Do you know what his passer rating was? Oh, my gosh.
Give it to me.
5.8.
That's almost an historic low.
Like that's,
you can't do much worse than that.
Well, he was 5 of 21 for 92 yards and two interceptions. I mean, it was the worst game I have really probably ever seen from any starting quarterback. And I feel bad for him. And I would love to ask you, David, you are a football savant. What has happened to Cam? He was his first stint in Carolina. He was the MVP. Goes to Super Bowl 50. What has happened to him since being released by Carolina? He lost his job to a rookie in New England. He's now, you know, struggling mightily with Carolina getting benched. What has happened?
Well, my perception is he was always a little overrated. To me, he was a quarterback who used his legs to set up the pass versus passing to set up an occasional run. He was very athletic. He was a new next generational quarterback, and people got very, very excited about what he could do. And he was on this cutting edge of these RPOs and the ability to run and pass. And so that gave them a competitive advantage that enabled them to play, the Panthers to play sort of above the norm. And yes, they got all the way to the Super Bowl. But he suffered a lot of injuries in that. It shows the problems of having a physical running quarterback. Highlight parenthetically, Lamar Jackson, look out. If you run the ball that much, you're going to get hit a bunch. And when you become less mobile, then his longstanding inaccuracy is a problem.
Constant.
He's never been an accurate passer. He's never been a pure passer. And when you take away some of his other physical abilities, now we see him on the tail end of a career. And look, Bill Belichick had him last year. And look at what Bill Belichick can do for quarterbacks and how he can build teams around quarterbacks who aren't that productive. Cam Newton couldn't play for the Patriots last year at a high level. last year the narrative was, well, but he didn't have any good receivers. The Patriots have no one who can get separation. And to be sure, the wide receivers on the Patriots weren't very good. Cam Newton was not very good. And now we're seeing it here with the Panthers. To be sure, it's not like the Panthers' offensive skill sets and weapons are all exotic. With Christian McCaffrey out, they lost their best offensive weapon. So they're not loaded either. But Cam Newton's not going to carry a team. And there was a narrative just after last week that, well, now maybe the Panthers will sign him to be their quarterback for next year.
Oh, my gosh, it was all a buzz. It was so
all a buzz after one game. There's something about Cam Newton that there's this favorable impression.
The loss to Washington, it was the week before.
Okay, there was already talk about signing him after his debut and signing him to be the quarterback of the Panthers next year. No, no, no. If I were a Panthers fan, I'd say, no, we just got a whole season watching him with the Patriots. Why is he going to do any better for the Panthers? Don't do it. And so, yes, that's it for the Panthers. Unfortunately, their season's over when you think about the quarterback play and the loss of McCaffrey.
You know, it worries me. And I think, you know, Matt Rhule, this is only his second year in the NFL. But, you know, it's a steep learning curve. It's not that easy. So he went from Temple to Baylor, resurrected that program, and then a big, fat, long contract with the Carolina Panthers. And I don't know. They might be in too deep there.
Well, the team that did come out on top yesterday, the Dolphins, are on a bit of a run. They've won four straight.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
They started 1-7 this year. And look, when you look at their season, the rest of the schedule, they're going to play the Giants. They're going to play the Jets. They're going to have a bye in week 14.
Gosh, heaven.
They could be 7-7 by the time they play the Saints in week 16. Now, I don't think the Dolphins are anything to really get too excited about, but they are showing improvement. And one guy who played yesterday who has struggled most of the year is Tua Tagovailoa. He had good stats yesterday. He was 27 of 31 passing for 230 yards. Look, those numbers suggest he wasn't throwing the ball downfield a lot. It was a lot of dink and dunk. But that was a good, positive development for Tua. And he's found his connection with Jalen Waddle.
Well, Jalen Waddle is the reason they won that game and the reason why Tua was okay. Because, hey, Tua did what he had to do. He did not hurt the team like a couple of the quarterbacks did yesterday, Matthew Stafford and Ben Roethlisberger. He did not hurt his team in the play calling. I credit Brian Flores and his staff. Don't have him throwing downfield. He's not ready for that yet. He really is not. So Jalen Waddle, I mean, 137 yards on the day, that's incredible. And it was a beautiful 137 yards. That was really fun to watch him weaving through these defenses. It was incredible. I think that Tua he's doing what he needs to do. If I'm Brian Flores, I don't think he's my long-term answer. I don't. You know, his injury history this early on, he is young. He had it at Alabama. He brought it with him to the NFL. It's tricky. I'm still going after Deshaun Watson if this legal stuff all pans out. And I would love to have Tua as a backup. I think that's fine. But he may be too good for a backup and not want to do that. I'm not as surprised.
I think if that happens, if that trade happens, which is really intriguing, because the Dolphins are loaded with draft picks.
They're loaded.
Tua will be part of the package, and then the Texans will declare that Tua is their franchise quarterback.
You think so?
Well, because if they get all these draft picks.
Him.
Well, look, there just aren't that many great quarterbacks. There aren't elite. There's no Trevor Lawrence coming out in this year's draft.
No, there's not.
And the Texans are going to need to pick a quarterback. So ideally, in the trade of Deshaun Watson, they get some kind of quarterback in return, somebody whom they can say, yeah, this could be our guy. We've got lots of other picks if we have to go somewhere else, but at least we're going to give this guy a chance.
Well, and Deshaun Watson has a no-trade clause, so he dictates where he's able to go. You know, he kind of gives the Texans their hands. But what I think is great with the Dolphins, and I think they deserve, Brian Flores needs some credit because he made the moves. Remember his first big one when he came on as coach was trading Minka Fitzpatrick to Pittsburgh and getting draft picks. I mean, he did a lot of big moves to turn over a very poor Miami Dolphins team. And so I think what we're seeing here, I think their start is not indicative of the talent that they have. I think this little four-game run, it's starting to show that, okay, this roster is starting to gel. We have done some of the right things. I think this is a great sign for Miami. If I'm a Dolphins fan, I'm not expecting anything big this year. I'm hoping they get Deshaun Watson, and then I think this continues to gel. But I think this is a great check for Brian Flores that, hey, we're moving in the right direction.
All right, when we come back, we're going to take a quick look at the race to the bottom. It looks like the Lions are poised to get the number one pick overall.
Man.
But there are other teams lurking, and the Texans lost to the Jets yesterday, which is highly relevant for the top draft seed. We'll look at that when we return here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Are you thinking that it's time to start looking for a new car? Then go to automotivemap.com to see the latest auto news, find out about what's ahead for your favorite brands, and learn how much that new car will cost you. automotivemap.com is your place to see reviews, check out the hottest exotic cars, read tales from the road, and get acquainted with the luxury automotive lifestyle. Into hot mods? Want to see the cars celebrities drive? Love a good restoration job? From off-roading to on-roading, automotivemap.com has it covered. Visit automotivemap.com today.
High Frequency with Kevin Zipak.
Ben Simmons is average. I mean, he's a good defender and an absolute offensive liability. He is not only making himself look terrible in this whole situation, but he is cursing that franchise because there's no way they're going to be able to get back anything half decent because no good team's going to want to take him. Like, you know who wants Ben Simmons? Cleveland, Sacramento. Like these teams that he's not going to want to play for because he thinks he's good enough to go to a contender, even though everybody saw the playoffs last year and saw him go into his little cocoon. He couldn't even go over Trae Young for a layup, nearly uncontested because he's too much of a coward to go to the free throw line. You know who else sucks at free throws? Giannis. But you know what? Giannis is a bad you-know-what because even though he stinks at free throws, when he's on the free throw line, he thinks he's going to make every single one of them.
Sure
and that's
does.
Why he's the MVP of the league and he just won a title. I'm done with Ben Simmons.
High Frequency, weeknights from 6 to 8 Eastern.
The All-Nighter with Craig Koshkin.
Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
Overrated, 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 overrated. Christmas music does not start until the Friday after Thanksgiving. It is atrocious how many people want to force Christmas to be this two-month-long endeavor. 10 times, a million times overrated. Stop rushing us into the holidays.
The All-Nighter, Saturdays from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern on the SportsMap Radio Network. Just Saying It with Cole Thompson.
Lane Kiffin, honestly, is exactly what college football needs next. Let me explain why. Because of the way that you look at how the game changes, the way that you look at how we're using recruiting and how we're making sure that we land top-tier names is on social media. It's on video platforms. Like, Lane Kiffin is all social media savvy. He's all up there on Twitter. He's all up there on Instagram. He lets recruits know right away, hey, listen, I'm here for you, and I'm going to make you feel special. This is what you're looking for if you want to build your program in the right direction. You need somebody who's with the times. Lane Kiffin is smart, he's witty, he's charming, and more importantly, he knows how to recruit for this next generation. That's what you're looking for. It's all about landing the next style of player to help your team thrive.
Just Saying It, weekday mornings from 5 to 7 Eastern.
It's the Boss.
And the Gloss.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson.
So, Carla, remember last year, the Jets seemed poised to pick up Trevor Lawrence. They were going to have the worst record. And then they won. How dare they, right? The Jets blew that. And so Trevor
they
Lawrence goes to the Jaguars.
Losing.
That's
I mean,
right.
Gosh.
It was a
sad.
Dark day for all Jets fans. This year, it doesn't feel quite the same. Lions are on track to get the number one overall pick, but there isn't a Trevor Lawrence. There isn't that kind of elite quarterback talent, or maybe even elite talent generally, as we project to the draft next year. So when we look at these teams, the Jaguars, the Jets, the Texans, and the Lions, I don't see it coming down the stretch the same way.
No, I agree. I think it's... I mean, there's always gems inside this draft, but there are not obvious, to me, obvious number ones. Not even obvious who's the front runner for the Heisman.
Yep.
Jeez, it's strange.
Strange year. All right, when we come back, Corey Seager has signed with a major league team.
He's
Let's take
to
a
our
look
state.
At that. When we return, we'll look at that here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Have
Have you signed up for a betting information service and you're still losing money? Give SportsMapElite.com a try. With picks and analysis on every sport, SportsMapElite.com is your one-stop shop for all the best info on sports betting, horse racing, and yes, poker tips. For just $19.99 a month, you can get an edge on winning from some of the best handicappers in America. Change your luck now. Go to SportsMapElite.com and sign up today. SportsMapElite.com is not a wagering site and does not take bets. It is an information site only.
The Jake Asman Show. Jake Asman
Show. This exemplifies the issue that the Yankees have. They think they're better than they actually are. This team has regressed. Right now, if the Yankees run it back with this core, they are a fourth-place team in their own division. The Yankees need to have wholesale changes to their roster. They need to change how they perceive themselves and realize that you're not that good. You know the Yankees were 19th in runs scored this year? I don't think Aaron Boone is the biggest problem for this team, but if they don't renew his contract because it's up in about 20 days from now, I can't sit here and say it's the wrong move. I don't blame Boone for everything. I blame Brian Cashman for more so putting this team together, thinking this team is so good. The Yankees need to get more athletic. They need to get better defensively. They need to totally overhaul this lineup.
The Jake Asman